So let's return to the subject of Crufts. We were talking to Dave Lester from Vets Now. Let's hopefully find that we're reconnecting. Hello again, Dave.
Hello, Julie.
Lovely. We can actually hear each other. Just could you list a few of the breeds you're talking about when you say flat-faced dogs?
So it's the common breeds that are seen are the pugs and French bulldog, English bulldog, mastiffs, boxers, those sorts of breeds. Although typically described as brachycephalic, which means short skulls.
And what kind of issues have you seen with dogs that have got this particular face shape?
Well, there's been a huge surge in popularity of these breeds over the last decade or so, and we see see them presenting to vets for a wide variety of problems relating to their respiratory system. And these are typically caused by deformities such as narrow nostrils, overlong soft palates and a narrow windpipe. And it's not uncommon for these breeds to be carrying excess weight. And when they're overweight, that does compound the issue.
They are incredibly popular, though, you know, particularly in the little French bulldogs. They've been adopted by celebrities and people love them. What would be your advice to somebody who has a strong hankering for that kind of breed? Or would you just say stay clear?
Well, not at all. It's not about trying to single out individual breeds and prevent people from having them. I think our aim at Vets Now is really just to highlight the issue to owners of brachycephalic breeds that already have these dogs and to highlight the sorts of clinical signs that they might see, but also to raise awareness of the problem so that prospective owners know what signs to look out for. And we strongly recommend that if you're considering purchasing a brachycephalic dog that you seek expert veterinary advice before you make a final decision.
So before you just sign up for a puppy, even if it's from a well-recognised breeder, check with your vet before you make the purchase.
Absolutely.
Would you recommend an actual veterinary examination of the pup?
It would be a good idea, certainly if you've got to the stage where you've selected an individual breed and selected an individual animal, then to have them checked over at the earliest opportunity. I think one of the problems is that quite frequently owners don't recognise the clinical signs as evidence of a problem. So things like heavy snoring and shortness of breath, poor exercise tolerance, loud breathing noises, these can all be evidence of respiratory obstruction. And if you have a pet that's affected by those problems, we would urge you to get them checked over. Unfortunately, they're quite often seen as a normal feature of the breed and can actually be seen often as endearing characteristics.
Finally, I mean, there was a lot of controversy with Crufts a few years back with people saying, you know, some breeds are just being too overbred. The physical characteristics are becoming excessive and damaging to the dog. What do you think of the competition now?
Well, I don't think this is about criticising the Kennel Club, Crufts or any individual owners or breeders. It's simply a matter of raising awareness of the problem and trying to educate the public so that whatever breed they choose, they make informed decisions about the animals that they have. I think we ought to commend the Kennel Club this year actually for highlighting the issue and sending a directive to the judges to remind them to consider healthy nostril conformation when they're judging brachycephalic breeds. And I think that sends out a clear message that they're also trying to raise awareness of the welfare issues at stake here.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Dave Lester there from Vets Now, with some advice for you. If you fall in love with these sort of flat-faced dogs, particular breeds, you often sound a bit snuffly. He says that is not right. The time now, 5:47.